It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
What do we do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Friday, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 720. It is time for What's Bugging You? Free therapy. Chance to air it out. Get it off your chest. Whatever's bugging you. Call in now. 877-975-9825. And What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
Well, first, one thing that's bugging me is, why do Reese cups taste so darn good? And the second thing that's bothering me is Election Day, because when I was a kid, by the time the polls closed on the West Coast, they pretty much had an idea who was going to be president. Now, those days are over, and I was listening to some analysis yesterday, and in addition to the usual ballot counting scams, we're going to be looking at weeks of litigation, if Trump wins, I'm saying, weeks of litigation, and protests are going to turn into riots, and we're not going to have a clear-cut decision on who president is, possibly until after the holidays, just in time for January 6th, but at least we're not going to know for weeks, and that's just going to be more agony for the country. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Pete. From the optimistic standpoint, we're going to find out that Wednesday morning fairly early, because it'll be so overwhelming for Trump. As much as they'll attempt to resist and hold up, they will not be able to. He will be declared the winner.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too. In the meantime, that optimism helps to reduce levels of anxiety.
And you got to get out and vote.
Yeah, you got to do that no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Ron. What's bugging you?
Well, the Democrats. Well, not just Democrats, but all the people that don't recognize their lies. They've been lying for years now, and people that can't see it. They don't pay attention. Everything that they've accused the right about, they are guilty of, and they are continuing to do this to this day. Kamala, I heard this morning her statement that she will be for the country and the people. People don't realize they will be making the decisions, not the people, and it will be for their agenda.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question on that, and I totally agree with you. They call you what they are. They say you're doing what they're actually doing or planning on doing, and they got that right out of the Karl Marx playbook, and that's true. All right, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is what you shared about the
262 gangs. By the way, Thomas Homan is an American hero, and let's hope Trump brings him back after he wins on Tuesday. But what's bugging me is the way these gang members, I mean the ones that weren't arrested, are laying low, digging in, probably arming up, and it's just going to make it much more difficult to conduct the largest deportation operation in American history. There's a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I called you yesterday about Lockland, Ohio, and a little town of 3,400 people that have been, they've doubled their population nearly in the last year. They've had 3,000 people, immigrants from Mauritania, dumped into their town. They don't know what to do with them. They don't speak English. Just think, that's going on all around this country. We're not hearing about it. The only time you're going to hear about it is Trump says somebody's eating cats and dogs. And it's going to keep happening. And what would you do if your little community doubles in population with people that don't speak English? What do you do?
I guess it eventually go into bankruptcy.
Think about your schools. You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to destroy the schools. There's no doubt. And then there's going to be people who, once there is no government and help, then some of them are going to get desperate. And that leads to very bad behavior, usually. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me this morning, Bob, is Mitch McConnell. He's up in January. When they come back after the November election, on November the 13th, he's forcing a vote for majority leader. He's not even going to be there. The two that are front-running for it are Thune and John Cornyn out of Texas. And of course, Rick Scott's in that mix, too. But McConnell doesn't even have – he's not even going to be there, but he's trying to kneecap Trump before he even takes off. And McConnell's the one doing it. November the 13th, people need to call and raise Cain and tell them, their representative in Senate, that we want an open vote, want an open ballot, and forget Mitch McConnell.
There you go. Yeah, I just have one more thing to do to mess things up for Trump. I'm going to do it. Good morning, Roy. What's bugging you?
No, it's bugging me. You know, I done forgot with everything else going on. So I guess my memory's bugging me now.
It happens to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
We do it for a living some days.
But you feel free to call right back once you got, because you know that thought will pop right back in
sure
your head.
Sure will, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
They asked me if I wanted my ballot printed in English or in Spanish. I said, can I have it in German since I'm a white racist? And the black lady didn't think it was funny. That's what's bugging me.
Of course it wasn't funny because you were showing her the absurdity of what she was attempting to do. And I'm not saying that if you come to this country, you should be forced to learn the language. You should want to learn the language. And if you do not have a grasp of the language, what makes anybody think that they have a grasp of who would make a good representative?
Mm-hmm.
You have to ask yourself that.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They'll tell you who to vote for.
Well,
and we know who they are.
Well, if they're telling you who to vote for, then you don't need it in Spanish.
Ooh.
You know, think about it.
Interesting.
Happy, happy Friday. We're going to pump you up. We got great things going on, and we'll share some of that with you. It is 727. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And don't forget, you got the podcast anytime, anywhere you want to reach out. You can do that. Download it wherever you normally get your podcast, and just click on subscribe, and you are in. Coming up, there's one Cuban I don't like. Does that make me racist? What if I told you his name was Mark? Details on the way.
Debbie.
Came in Steen Hatchie with wind gusts up to 90 miles an hour.
Then Helene.
I want to thank all the first responders.
Historic.
It made a big difference for what was a really historic storm surge.
Milton.
Multiple tornadoes.
The storm surge on the West Coast.
Historic.
Category 5.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio, you're a lifesaver.
Sky Storm Watch or Radiant Credit Union.
It only takes one storm.
We've been down this road before.
News Talk 97.3.
Thanks, Sky.
The Sky.
The Sky.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.